Unit 4, pages 114 to 115. Reading. Stephen Hawking. His contribution. Stephen Hawking was a famous physicist. His books are read all over the world. The most popular one is called A Brief History of Time. It was written in 1988. And in it, he tried to explain how the universe developed. In addition, Hawking helped explain black holes and their radiation. He received many important prizes for his work. However, what makes Hawking so special is his personal life story and how he overcame serious difficulties. Hawking's childhood and education. Stephen Hawking was born during World War II. His parents were living in London at that time, but they decided to move to Oxford because it was safer there. Hawking was born in Oxford on January 8, 1942. As a child, he loved mathematics and physics, but his terrible handwriting made his teachers angry. When he grew up, he continued his studies and became a professor at Cambridge University. There, he started his research on cosmology. He wanted to understand and explain how the universe works. Hawking's illness. When Hawking was 21 years old, he became sick with ALS, a terrible illness which causes paralysis of the body. It does not, however, affect the brain. Usually, people who have ALS can live only a few years, but Stephen Hawking lived with this illness for more than 50 years. Until 1974, he was able to eat by himself and to get in and out of bed. After losing those abilities in 1985, he also lost his ability to speak. Hawking, however, did not let that stop him. He didn't give up. Instead, he began to use a special computer program called Equalizer, which could change written words into speech. By using this program, Hawking was able to communicate. Over the years, Hawking slowly lost all control of his body. In the end, he could move only his eyes and one finger of one hand. Luckily, he could still use Equalizer and could continue to communicate. Overcoming difficulties. Even though Stephen Hawking had ALS for all of his adult life, he never gave up. He was optimistic and had a strong spirit. He succeeded in overcoming a lot of difficulties. He married in 1965, had three children, and a successful career. Hawking said that he was a happier man with ALS than before he got sick. He had to overcome difficulties every minute of every day, but his life was meaningful and interesting. He was thankful for having a chance to contribute so much to science. When Hawking visited Israel in 2006, he was asked by a reporter if he had ever wanted to end his life. He then answered, "Life may be as bad as possible, but there is always something you can do and succeed at. While there is life, there is hope." Stephen Hawking died in 2018 at the age of 76. His findings are used by scientists to explain the mysteries of the universe in which we live.